Whistle stop number 8, the Beaver Lodge. Before you lies a typical beaver pond or swamp. Of all the creatures in the world, only one other, the human being, makes such large-scale environmental changes to benefit itself. In summer, the pond provides the beaver with a safe refuge from predators since it is much more at home in the water than on land. In winter, the assets of the pond are even more vital. Because the water in the pond is a meter deep or more in places, it does not freeze right through, and the beaver, although a virtual prisoner, can swim under the ice to get sticks from the food pile accumulated the previous fall, return to the feeding chamber of the lodge, and leisurely eat the food, all in perfect safety from predators. Because beaver ponds, especially small ones like this, are not continuously occupied, the lodge may or may not be in use at the time of your visit. If abandoned, the lodge will appear as a collapsed grassy knoll projecting from the water. An occupied lodge is usually signified by its greater height, the fresh mud and sticks plastered on the outside, and the absence of grass. Check this one out. Is it occupied or not? Either way, this lodge began as a large mound of sticks and mud piled up by the beavers. When the pile was about 1 meter above the water, the beavers cut a tunnel from well below the surface of the water up through the pile to the water line. There, a feeding platform was rounded out, complete with shredded wood to make a soft bed. Except for the very top of the lodge, the entire outer surface is plastered with mud, so when winter arrives, the dome becomes a thick, hard, frozen layer of insulation against cold and predators, complete with a breathing hole at the top. Busy beavers, indeed. The Beaver Lodge is on private land, so please only observe from the trail.